You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
So let's turn to the Acts of Apostles, chapter 4.
上个礼拜我们已经提到彼得从第八节到第十二节做了一个伟大的宣告。
A week ago, we spoke about, from verse 8 to 12, a tremendous proclamation made by Peter.
我觉得不单是一段伟大的宣告，事实上也是一段伟大的宣战。
I'd like to go beyond just a tremendous proclamation. I would call it as a tremendous declaration of war.
因为彼得不单单在那个时候对着逮捕他的政治和宗教的领袖发出这样的宣战。
Because Peter was facing more than just the political leaders with this proclamation.
如果我们能够了解这一节圣经的深度的话,
if we can go deeper on this verse,
彼得也是向着历史历代的文化思想、宗教哲学和政治理论提出一个极大的挑战。
He was also challenging the cultural background and the political system of the time.
我们知道在神学的课程里面有一门叫做护教学。
We understand in the theology there's one kind of a theory is called apologetic.
那么这个护教学对彼得来讲，他是非常看重。
Peter pays tremendous attention to this so-called apologetic.
因为在彼得前书3章15节，彼得说过这样的话。
Because Peter mentioned in the writing that he wrote, verse 3:15.
那么他在彼得前书里面告诉我们说，只要心里尊主基督为圣。 若有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常作准备，用温柔敬畏的心回答个人。1 Peter 3:15.
But in your hearts set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give him an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have.
弟兄姊妹，今天在这一个 特别是在这样的一个二十世纪末期的时代里面，
Dear brothers and sisters, especially in the when we come into the closing of the 20th century,
许多的人对基督教产生许许多多的兴趣，也有许多人对基督教发出许多的问题。
Many have expressed their interest in Christianity as well as questions in Christianity.
我觉得在这一代的基督徒，我们有责任回答这些慕道者心里面的渴望和问题。
Therefore, as a Christian of this generation, it is our responsibility to be able to provide answers to those questions.
在信仰，特别是传福音的这个经历里面，我们要学习怎么样兵来将挡，水来土掩。
Especially in the way of preparing ourselves to preach the gospel, we have to find every ways of being able to defend and to be able to offend.
这是护教学的范围。
This is the circumspect of apologetics.
是非常重要的，我们在神学上不能忽略的东西。
This is a very important aspect which we cannot ignore.
以我们中国人来讲，
As a Chinese,
我们最容易被问的一些问题，大概都可以分的几个我们很熟悉的类别。
As a Chinese, the most often asked questions can be easily categorized.
譬如说，最近这十多年，有许多从中国大陆国内来的一些朋友们。
For example, over the last about 10 years or so, there are many people came out of mainland China.
在信仰上，我们必须回答一个问题，是不能避免的：创造论和进化论的分别在哪里？
For example, an unavoidable question is what is the difference between creationism and the evolutionist。
那么顺便提一下，今天的这个影片班就是放这样的一个影片。
I just want to remind you today in adult Sunday school time, the video viewing subject is on this very subject.
如果你对这个题目有兴趣，等一下散会以后十一点半，请你去看，在这个影片里面告诉我们，在这一个创造论和这个进化论的分别到底在哪里。
So today, in the video class after the sermon, the subject matter is what is the difference between creation and evolution.
你对一个中国的老先生传福音的时候
，As you preach the gospel to an elderly Chinese,
你不能不让他知道孔孟之道和基督教的启示的道理有什么不一样。
You have to be able to tell the difference between Christianity and Confucianism and so forth.
我怕今天有许许多多的基督徒不求甚解，这些问题都没有答案，然后呢，我们一头栽在沙堆里面，做一个属灵的鸵鸟。
What worries me is a Christian who could not really tell the difference and cannot provide the right answer, yet he has to face the problem.
Campus Crusade for Christ 学员传道会，他们出了一本非常出名的护教学，为一般信徒所预备的。我刚才来的时候忘记到图书馆去看看，可能我们图书馆有这本书。
There's a very important book in the subject of apologetic was published by Campus Crusade.
铁证代办有没有？很厚的，在图书馆，在这个书店里面。
It's called the Evidence That Demands.A verdict.
在那一本书里面，几乎把许多西方世界对于基督教的一些问题的答案都有详细的这个记录。
Because it's a very important book because it researched about finding most of the answers you can think of the questions.
Apologetics 这个字跟 apology 很明显是同样一个词根。
Apologetic is clearly related with the word apology.
Apology 是什么意思呢？道歉、对不起、赔偿，这样的一个意思。
Apology means you apologize to someone.
所以这个护教学多多少少有一点从被动的角度来看基督教传福音的工作。
Apologetic in a straight sense means you protecting the truth. However, it approaches.From a perhaps a more passive way.
在使徒行传四章十二节给我们看见，要我们去做护教学的这个彼得，在彼得行传三章十五节他所说的，在使徒行传四章十二节，他传福音的策略是完全不一样。
Here, Peter, although he's using a fairly different approach on apologetic.
他说除他以外别无拯救，他是一个主动出击而不是一个被动防御。
Because Peter said in no one else the salvation can be found, so he is on the offense.
所以今天我们传福音这两方面的策略我们都需要。
In preaching the gospel, we need to be able to take both kinds of strategy.
一方面我们要知道今天非基督徒慕道的朋友他们心里面的问题是什么。
First, we must understand the problem in non-Christians.
我们要学会回答他们的问题。
We have to learn how to answer their questions.
而彼得提醒我们说要常做准备，然后用温柔敬畏的心来回答个人。
Yet Peter then also said we should all be prepared, be able to answer the question with gentleness and with respect.
但是在使徒行传四章十二节，我们看见彼得。大有胆量的宣告一个福音的正面的攻击和积极性。
Yes, indeed, in the Acts 4:12, Peter also took offense. He boldly proclaimed, "In no one else the salvation can be found."
四章十二节他讲完以后，四章十三节告诉我们说，他们看见彼得、约翰的胆量。
As followed to verse 13, it says, those people, they saw the courage of Peter and John.
弟兄姊妹，彼得在那边讲一些话是要他们 heard, 但是十三节说 they saw, 他们看见他的胆量。
As Peter and John, when they proclaimed this, they made people feel hurt, yet in the meantime, they saw their courage.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在这里再一次被提醒一件事情，基督教不是单单给人听的，基督教是要给人看的。
So the Christianity goes beyond to us people just to listen, but also for people to see.
今天的基督教也许经得起人家听，但是我们常常发现今天基督教经不起人家看。
Perhaps it's good to listen, it's worthwhile to listen to Christianity, but due to the lacking of our Christians, sometimes we are not worthy for them to see.
请人来这里听道固然是重要的。
It is important to invite someone here to hear the message.
只让人先在你的身上看见耶稣是更重要的。
It is more important to be able to make people to see Jesus on your behavior.
他们看见彼得的胆量。
When they saw the courage of Peter.
因为彼得在使徒行传四章十二节，他很有胆量的宣告两件事情。
Because he very boldly proclaimed two things in verse 12.
第一，他宣告这个世界是有病的。
First, he proclaimed.The world is sick.
因为四章十二节说这个世界是需要拯救的。
Because he proclaimed the world needs salvation.
上个礼拜我说这个十二节的拯救和第九节的痊愈在希腊文原文的字根是一样。
The root word of in Greek salvation is the same as heal.
In verse 9. 在第九节说这个四十几岁得医治的病人他得到痊愈和后来他讲说你们要得救这两个字根是一样。
In verse 9, when he talked about this person who was about 40 years old and he was healed, the word healed is the same root as salvation.
这个世界需要得救也就是说这个世界需要得医治。
So to say this world needs salvation,is also the same as saying this world needs healing.
这个世界需要得医治，也就证明这个世界有病。
Because you need healing, that proves that you are sick.
在圣经里面，把灵性的病，把它叫做罪。
The spiritual illness is synonymous to sin.
上个礼拜我曾经跟弟兄姊妹在这里从心里面真是把负担跟大家分享。重新好好的看圣经给罪下的定义。
So a week ago, I was trying to share with you a definition of sin.
上个礼拜我讲完以后，出奇的，大概是我在这边十几年讲到收到反应，听到弟兄姊妹跟我打电话，当面跟我讲，大概反应最多的一次，大概是上个礼拜。
Interestingly, last week was the week that we received the most responses from you.For so many years of preaching in this church,
有许多的弟兄姊妹告诉我，不是许多，就跟我讲的那些弟兄姊妹里面，有一些人告诉我，他们说李牧师，我信主那么多年，经过你一讲，我对罪才有正确的一个认识。
Some of the responses told me that with your sermon, I began to have a correct view of sin.
他说，当然他是代表一个人。他说我猜在我们教会四五百人当中大概有将近五百人不知道这个定义。
And his reaction, his feeling was maybe for close to 500 people in our church, they're close to 500 people don't really know what sin is.
因为我们一般对罪的认识，如果用上个礼拜我所说，中国人常常讲有过之而无不及，有过和不及这两个角度来看，我们今天所认识的只是过的那一方面，罪的定义，不及那一方面，我们比较生疏或者不知道。
A week ago, I mentioned about whether you are purposely committing or you've been inadequate, and we have maybe incorrect view of the differences of these two.
什么叫过
？What do we mean by say transgression？
就是做了不该做的事情叫过。
You have committed something you are not supposed to do.
什么叫不及
？What is inadequate?
就是没有做该做的事叫不及。
Is what you have not done what you should have.
我再说一遍哈，可能有一点麻烦。过呢，就是你做了不该做的那条线，你超越那条线，这叫过。
To commit something wrong is you're not supposed to do that, but you've done it.
不及呢，就这条线在那里，你没有做到所该做的，这不及。
Inadequate means there's something you're supposed to do, but you didn't do it.
我举个例子。
Another example.
十诫。
The Ten Commandments.
十诫里面的第六诫讲什么
？What is the sixth commandment?
不可杀人。
is not to kill people.
Do not kill, 很简单，不可杀人。
Do not kill.
十诫的第五诫是什么？当孝敬父母。
The fifth commandment is to honor your parents.
好，如果你发了一顿脾气
，If you getting angry,
不小心把父亲杀死了
，accidentally you killed your parent.
你知道你犯了第六戒，对不对
？Of course, you committed the sixth commandment.
当然我们犯罪呀。
Of course, you sin.
但是我们没有注意到神的标准不是单单从过这个角度来看。
So from the God's standard, it did not stop to the exact crime you have committed.
杀父或者弑父，这是你不该做但你做了的事情。
Killing your parent is something, of course, you should not have done.
圣经说不可杀人，哈，但是杀父亲也是杀人，对不对
？Do not kill, including.
有一次有一个人问我，他说：“李牧师，基督徒可不可以自杀？”
One time, someone asked me.Can Christian commit suicide?
我实在痛苦得不得了，我现在无路可走了，只有短路一条，所以去自杀了。
He was contemplating about the possibility.
说圣经上哪里有说不可以自杀
？He asked me where it was recorded in the Bible you cannot kill yourself.
我说十诫的第六诫讲得很清楚。
I told him it's the sixth commandment.
他说哪里那说不可杀人？我说你不是人。
Do not kill. That's inclusive.
所以第六诫叫不可杀人，我们是过了。
So do not kill. If you kill someone, that's a crime.
但是在第五诫告诉我们说，我们当孝敬父母。
And on the fifth commandment, thou shalt honor your parents.
所以上个礼拜我说，你杀了父亲，你犯罪。
You kill your father, you commit a crime.
你不孝顺你的父亲，你也犯罪。这是圣经的标准。不是我说的。
Do not honor your parents. It's also a sin.
所以我才应用到我们夫妇的关系上面。
Therefore, I use them to apply to the relationship between husbands and wives.
打妻子，伤害妻子，伤害配偶，当然是罪。
Yes, you beat your spouse, it's a sin.
但是弟兄姊妹，你不爱你的配偶，是不是罪呢？
It is also a sin if you do not love your spouse.
如果从这个角度我们来看罪的话。
If you look at a sin from this angle,
第六戒是过是罪，第五戒是不及也是罪。
Whether you committed an obvious crime or you haven't done what you're supposed to do, in either way, they are sins.
所以，作恶是罪。
Therefore, conducted evil things is a sin.
所以，不行善也是罪。
If you have not done something that is good, it is also a sin.
所以在雅各书第四章十七节告诉我们说，知道行善而不去行，这就是他的罪了。
Therefore, in James 4:17, if you know what is good but you didn't do it, it is also a sin.
彼得大胆地宣告，世人都犯了罪。后来保罗把他讲得更清楚。
Peter proclaimed that the world is all sick and all has sinned, and Paul later magnified it.
保罗在罗马书三章二十三节告诉我们说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
In Romans 3:24, Paul said, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God."
这节圣经我们很熟
，We're all very familiar with this passage.
但是很少人好好深入的去思想。
But many have not really given it a deep thought.
世人都犯了罪
，All have sinned.
亏缺了上帝的荣耀，可见保罗所说的是在上帝的眼中来看人，不是从人的律法、人的道德、人的这些伦理来看。
All have sinned, have fall short the glory of God. Therefore, Paul view it from the view of God, not from a law of people.
所以今天很多人拍胸膛说我不是罪人。
So many would have patOn their chest and say, "I'm not a sinner."
当然，你不是罪人，今天才坐在这里。
Because you have not committed any crime, so you're free to sit here.
对不对？你是罪人的话，你今天在监牢里面听到，不会在这里听到。
If you are a criminal by the sense of legal sense, and you would be in jail.
但是今天我们讲到罪是在上帝的面前。
However, the definition of sin. is defined by God.
所以不只是在这个地方我们看见彼得宣告世人需要拯救。
So here, not only Peter proclaimed that the whole world needs salvation,
他也宣告上帝有解药。
He also proclaimed that the Lord had provided a solution.
我们很多人喜欢看武侠小说。
Many of you like to read kung fu stories.
有人说，砰，打了一下，糟糕，他中毒了。
And he was hit by something, that hit was poisonous.
然后我就告诉他，除了我这个解药，对不起，你没有办法解这个药，这个毒。
Then I would tell him that no one else.Has hold the antidote for the poison.
彼得说世界有病。
So Peter proclaimed the world is sick.
讲到世界有罪。
He said the world has sinned.
他也讲到耶稣上帝给我们解救的方法。
Then he proclaimed the Lord Jesus has provided a way for salvation.
What have you learned after listening to the programs? Do you believe in Jesus? If you haven't believed yet, please click on Eternal Life on the homepage of Living in Jesus and believe in God and begin to enjoy the peace and the joy of the eternal life.